Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris, aka Christopher D. Skinner. Now, do you miss Silvio Berlusconi? I mean, if you do, you can just read the news, sadly. But if you miss old news about Silvio Berlusconi, then here's when he was seemingly done for. In November 2011, it's Bugle 172. Berlusconi bows out.
Top story this week. Bye bye, Burly. Andy, it's true what they say, all good things come to an end. But it's also true what they also say, all terrible things come to an end as well. Silvio è finito, Andy, the leather-faced Lothario, the Italian scallion, the spray-tan lover man and four-time most ridiculous leader in the world is being forced out of office. And what for? Not for being caught in a jacuzzi full of cheerleaders. Not for being caught dry-humping the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel through a series of illegally taxpayer-funded pulleys and harnesses.
That was never proved, John. That is rumour. And there is film on YouTube of it. But, you know, we don't know for sure that was him.
And explain how that ceiling got worn down in such a specific place, Andy. No, he's losing his job because the Italian economy is tanking. What a letdown. That is not a sexy way to go. He should have gone after a newspaper confronted him with photographs of a bunga bunga party with Berlusconi in a three-way with a 16-year-old stripper and the actual statue of Michelangelo's David. Not this.
We've all
not
been there.
Not fiscal meltdown. It's like Al Capone finally getting caught for tax evasion. It's just not the ending that his terrible years in office deserved.
Well, the Bugle has, of course, long prided itself on its ability to topple unpopular leaders. Within a little over a year, we'd helped get rid of George W. Bush with a little bit of help from the US Constitution. Australian Big Cheese John Howard left office under 2 months after the Bugle was born. Gordon Brown followed in 2010. And inevitably, Tunisian leader Ben Ali was soon ousted. Mubarak turfed out of office. Bin Laden and Gaddafi turfed out of existence. And now Greek referendum prankster George Papandreou and Italian penis use aficionado Silvio Berlusconi are on their way out of the political trapdoor. You are welcome, world. You are welcome. There's a lot fewer arseholes in charge of countries now, John, than when we started doing this show.
That's true. We're cleaning house, Andy.
Yeah. I guess the problem is Berlusconi is going to be replaced by what is widely regarded as a technocrat. And we might have to work a bit harder for our material.
Yeah, this could be a terrible, terrible thing for us. Berlusconi,
with every ying comes a yang.
Berlusconi has promised to go as soon as the latest economic deal is pushed through by the Italian Parliament. That's possibly likely to be as soon as Sunday or Monday, which means, and there's no nice way of saying this, Buglers, that these could well be the last few days that the horn dog is in the kennel. Now, we must all cherish these final few hours, Andy, before Silvio leaves us to enjoy his retirement and potentially hangs up his penis for good.
Perhaps the Italian people will now put him out to stud, Andy. Have him live out his days in the countryside in Tuscany, banging his way into retirement, running through the fields and impregnating Italians with a future generation of catastrophically corrupt leaders. History tells us that deep down, that's what the Italian people actually want, Andy. He has to keep his bloodline of bullshittery going.
They do want that, John. Man, they kept voting for him, a man who's been involved in more scandals than a dyslexic shoe shop owner. Boom. But finally, Berlusconi had, of course, been clinging to power as doggedly as he usually clings onto a teenage prostitute's buttocks. He's finally agreed to leave office. In the end, in the words of Piglet's agent in a heated argument over the royalty split from the latest Winnie the Pooh film, it was all too much to bear. is this on? He will be leaving office, hopefully after giving it a good scrub down first. And focus all of his attentions on finding new things to put his willy in and the numerous court cases he's facing and running the Italian media. So he should have enough on to keep himself out of mischief.
2,500 times he's been in court, Andy. 2,500 times. He's been in court more than many professional judges.
He just loves it. He's just like an addiction.
Those are Judge Judy numbers, Andy. It's incredible. It's hard to look for the positives on a day like this. Italian people must have mixed feelings between relief, joy and residual fury. But let's all cling to this little fact. Last week, Berlusconi announced that he'd been forced to push back the release date of his new album, entitled True Love, with Berlusconi handling lead vocals and longtime collaborator Mariano Apicella on guitar. He usually launches his albums with lavish parties in Milan, but had to cancel due to the spiralling Italian debt crisis, which was a shame because he actually had a track on the album called Spiralling Italian Debt Crisis, which was about the fact that that was actually one of the names he called his penis.
That was a Helen Shapiro cover, wasn't it?
One of the songs, and this is actually true, is called Music and begins, "Listen to these songs. They are for you. Listen to them when you have a thirst for caresses. Sing them when you are hungry for tenderness." Apparently, he sung his songs for Tony Blair, George W. Bush and Vladimir Putin. And those must have been excruciatingly awkward rooms to be sitting in, Andy. What do you say after he's finished squawking his way through another of his horn songs? Well, Silvio, that is something I'm relatively confident in saying I don't think I'll ever forget. I certainly can't wait to tell the other world leaders at the G20 about this. In fact, he should absolutely do a concert for all of us next time we have a summit. That would be hilarious. I mean, that would be amazing. Or are they just stunned into silence before saying, "Mr. Berlusconi, are you trying to seduce me?"
It might explain, though, with Tony Blair, why he looked so comfortable when he was with Colonel Gaddafi, because, you know, he'd already seen worse. He'd seen Berlusconi sing. It was described, the album was described as a really elegant and refined production with Brazilian hints. Which is also, I believe, how Berlusconi reviewed one of his Bunga Bunga girls. But
That was another top story. Thanks for listening. Now pop over to the mothership and listen to the latest Bugle. It's like Top Stories, but it's kind of longer and, well, different. Stupid script.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.